The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. As some of you may know, if you looked on the calendar, that today will be a little bit abbreviated. We're going to end at 6:40 instead of 7 o'clock, just so that we have time to set up for what's happening later this evening. So usually I give a little preamble about loving-kindness practice and how it fits into our life. And maybe I'll just kind of abbreviate that and say a few words. Maybe I'll say that something for me that actually was, was quite exciting or inspiring, maybe is a better word, when I discovered that we don't actually have to accept or work with our factory settings, quote unquote. That is the level of warmth or compassion or care or kindness or something. Instead, that these can really be changed. These can really be changed with some meditation practice. And recently I just saw some data from some clinical studies, and they were comparing different types of meditation. And they were demonstrating that regular loving-kindness practice, cumulatively, is really remarkable, for me, remarkably small number of hours. I think it was 9 or 10 hours. They start to see people start to behave differently with just a little bit of loving-kindness practice. This just points to the power of setting the intention to point our mind, incline our mind towards warmth, care, love, goodwill. And importantly, this doesn't only happen during meditation. Kind of a loving-kindness practice helps makes it easier that, or more likely that our minds and our hearts will incline that way, whether we're meditating or not. It really starts to show up in our daily lives. So sometimes it's helpful to keep that in mind if you're having this idea that, oh, my meditation, I can't quite settle, or I didn't quite feel anything there. It's not so important on exactly the experience you're having while meditating. It's just the activity of over and over again, kind of setting your attention, bringing your mind back to the sensations of breathing. I'm sorry. Well, we're going to start with sensations of breathing, loving kindness. I'm a little distracted because I think I'm going to turn the volume up just a little bit here. Is this okay? How's the volume? For me, it seemed a little bit low, and I didn't want to feel like I was yelling. So what is this loving kindness practice thing? So there's a number of ways you can practice it and a number of ways that different traditions hold. So I'm going to teach one way this evening. For those of you who've been here before, it's the way that I usually do it here. And that is that to use three different elements to the meditation practice. So the first element is to bring somebody or some being to mind that's easy to love, easy to feel goodwill toward, easy to care and respect. Very often this means somebody that we have an uncomplicated relationship with, which might mean that we don't know them so well. Might be a person, a religious figure, maybe somebody that we know about, but we don't really have a relationship with. And we start there. And we start there with cultivating a sense of warmth and care and goodwill. If you don't have somebody for whom it immediately comes to mind, like, oh yes, I smile whenever I think about this person, and I have an uncomplicated relationship, some people find it helpful to use another being. Puppies, kittens, babies, these types of things. Again, the point here is to start where it's easy. And maybe I'll say that if you choose someone and it turns out to be a little bit difficult, you can maybe choose somebody else or maybe another type of being, but without really changing all the time. So once you find somebody that feels warmth, kind of supports a feeling of warmth, stay there. And then we'll build on that foundation and do loving kindness in the same way for ourselves. Sometimes it's not as easy. Sometimes we need to practice. So loving kindness practice, sending love, goodwill, care, warmth, respect to ourselves. And then we'll end with a little bit of equanimity practice. That is, how to stay balanced when perhaps working with people that are difficult. This might be an everyday occurrence for us. It can be enormously helpful just to have the feeling of sitting in an upright, balanced, straightforward way, setting some boundaries with those with whom we have a sticky relationship with. So when we get to that portion in the meditation this evening, I invite you to bring to mind somebody with whom you have a little bit of a sticky relationship, but not the most difficult. Again, we're not going to start where it's the most difficult, but maybe just someone that you feel like it would be easier to, or it would be helpful to have some equanimity, some ease and big picture boundaries, balance. So the first element is to bring these different people in mind, and I'll guide us through that. The second element is to use your bodily sensations to support you. That is, there might be a feeling of warmth, openness, spaciousness, maybe a little bit of well-being that starts to grow, or maybe shows itself, and maybe not. It's perfectly fine if you don't feel it. We're not trying to force anything. We're not trying to make anything. But if it is there, it can be helpful to dip into it or tap into it in any way that makes sense to you. And allow that feeling to grow. And then the third element for our loving kindness practice is we'll be saying phrases. I'll be guiding us, and you can repeat these phrases silently in your mind. And the phrases just serve as a way, as a reminder, to keep on coming back to your intention to cultivate loving kindness. Again, just because we're creating the conditions for loving kindness and we're setting the intention, there's no guarantees that loving kindness is going to arise, and that's okay. Again, we're not trying to force it or manufacture it or make it. This practice works even if you aren't having like overflowed with lots of love or something like this. So whatever happens is perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. So with that as an introduction, let's take an alert, upright posture. A posture that expresses some respect and dignity for yourself, as well as some ease. That might take a little practice to discover how to have just the right amount of ease and certain amount of comfort, but at the same time some alertness. And then we'll begin with three long, slow, deep breaths. With these breaths, we can use them to connect to the body. Sometimes exaggerated movements make it a little easier. There might also be a certain amount of relaxation that happens with the out-breath. And then allowing the breath to return to normal and trusting that the body knows how to breathe. We don't have to do anything special. And to support a sense of well-being, it's helpful to check in with different parts of the body and see if there are some areas of tension or tightness or contraction that we might be able to relax or soften or let go in some way. You can check in with the area around the eyes and the jaw. These are two areas where we often hold tension. And check in with the shoulders, allowing the shoulder blades to slide down the back. Sometimes we hold our shoulders up without even realizing it. The upper back and the lower back. The chest and the belly. Perhaps we hold our belly in or guard our hearts. Maybe there can be a little softening. If not, that's okay too. You can feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body, feeling grounded with gravity supporting you. And check in with the legs and the feet. The arms and the legs. I'm sorry, the hands. And then to begin, we'll do a short bit of mindfulness of breathing to help us finish arriving and to settle and to connect with ourselves, with our bodies. So you can rest your awareness on the sensations of breathing. That might be the movement of the abdomen, the movement of the chest, or perhaps the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Just choose one of those three, wherever it feels the most supportive, the most vivid, whichever feels the most accessible. And we're just going to hang out here for a little bit with our awareness on the sensations of breathing. If you find your mind wandering, that doesn't have to be a problem. Just very simply gently bring your awareness back to the sensations of breathing. It wouldn't be surprising if you were lost in thought. Most likely you've been thinking all day. Just very simply, with kindness, begin again. So this practice, mindfulness of the sensations of breathing, can be a refuge or a place to come back to if you ever feel overwhelmed, confused, or not sure what to do. You can always come back to this practice, just feeling the sensations of breathing in a relaxed way. And then to begin the loving kindness practice, bring to mind somebody for whom it's easy to love, easy to feel warmth towards, easy to send goodwill. As I said, this might be somebody you know, might be somebody you know about, or it might just be kittens and puppies and babies, or one of those. You might check in with the body. Is there a certain inner smile, so to speak, that happens when you bring this lovable being to mind? If so, as we practice this evening, you can periodically check in and feel that feeling. Use it as a support. And then to support our intention to cultivate loving kindness, you can repeat after me silently these phrases. You're welcome to modify the phrases to ones that are more resonant or more meaningful for you, if you'd like. Again, having in mind the lovable being, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. With ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You might want to check in with your body and some sensations. There might be a little corner of your experience that's feeling warmth or tender. There might not be also. It's perfectly fine. Might be helpful to refresh the image of the lovable being. And continue with the phrases at your own pace, maybe with your own words. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then we'll build on this foundation of loving kindness, goodwill, care, and extend it to ourselves. Of course we deserve loving kindness, of course we do. If you find it's difficult, you're welcome to just stay with the lovable being. You don't have to move to yourself. But to do loving kindness practice for yourself, you can bring yourself to mind. That can be either visualizing how you are today. Some people like to visualize themselves as children, even really young, maybe even toddlers. They find that easier. Or you can just sense the felt sense of sitting here now. And again, we'll use any feelings of warmth and care, openness, spaciousness, well-being in our bodies to support us with the intention to practice loving kindness for ourselves. And we'll use the same phrases, but just changing the pronoun. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Again, we can use bodily sensations, any feelings of ease to support us, to be part of the practice. And I'll be silent here for a bit, so you can go at your own pace. Perhaps use your own words. And then to support our loving kindness practice, do a little bit of equanimity practice. That is, we'll use different phrase. It's a way to create the conditions in which the mind can feel balanced and centered and grounded. Makes it easier to have access to these states in our daily lives if we practice them during meditation. So bring to mind somebody for whom you have just a slightly sticky relationship with. It's not as smooth as perhaps you would like. I don't recommend the most troublesome relationship. There's no reason to start there. We'll start with just mildly annoying or something like this. And this recognition that all of us wish to be happy, every single person. It's one thing that unites us. So you can bring this person to mind. And we'll say these phrases. I wish you happiness, but I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, but I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, but I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, but I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, but I cannot make your choices for you. And I'll be silent here for a bit. You might want to continue with this equanimity practice, or maybe you feel like another practice would support you right now. It doesn't have to be complicated, just whatever feels like the right thing to do. And then to end this meditation, feel the pressure of the chair, the cushion against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So as I mentioned at the beginning, tonight is a little bit different in that we're ending at 6:40, just that there's time to set up for what's happening later this evening. So it was lovely to practice with you all, and perhaps I'll see you on another happy hour, on another Wednesday, where usually after the meditation we would have time for some talking and sharing and some Q&A, but we're going to let you go now. So thank you all. Wishing you all safety, happiness, health, and ease. Thank you.